Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thank you for your service, Jesse Jane Duff, first of all, and thanks for joining us on a huge day.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me today. I get a little uncomfortable whenever my bio's read because I'm thinking in my head, oh my goodness, no. There's no accolades I can receive when I know that there's so many veterans that never made it home, basically military service members who died in their uniform trying to save the world, save our country, save others other than themselves and fight for the freedom of this great nation. And it's such a humbling experience now to lead this coalition. But that ad, oh my goodness, it's really a Hail Mary attempt for this man who had to look at his watch as we saw the remains coming home at Dover Air Force Base, and he didn't do it just once. He did it multiple times, despite what Jen Psaki put in her memoirs, or her book, I should say. Also, we know that he has never met with the Gold Star families of those who had died at Abbey Gate or the family members of those that were killed by the Iranian-backed drones by the Houthi rebels after we've been attacked probably over 50-some-odd times on our military installations just this past December all the way through January. We know that Joe Biden doesn't want to meet with the veterans' families because he would have to face the music of what he did with that botched withdrawal in Afghanistan. For them to put out some type of claim that Donald Trump is a draft dodger when Joe Biden himself had, what, 4 or 5 deferments, and it wasn't even for college. He claimed that he had, asthma as a kid, something to that effect. But yet he had always talked about being a lifeguard. Supposedly he got accepted in the Naval Academy. Oh, what else did he claim?
Wait a minute. I'll help you there. It was only because Roger Staubach was there that Joe didn't go to the Naval Academy. Yes, you're right.
But with that said, if he had gotten these deferments to Vietnam, there's no practicality that he would have ever been able to serve ever in the military. For him, for them to put up veterans that make these really disgusting claims when their man never even volunteered to serve and utilized his medical waiver of whatever, you know, I don't bemoan anybody for having a medical waiver. I mean, not everybody is fit to serve for a variety of different reasons, legitimate reasons. But to now put it in an ad as if he didn't utilize his capability to dodge the draft, I think it was 5 times. He was out of college actually already. So it wasn't even a college waiver, which Donald Trump had had, aside from the one time he had bone spurs. And, you know, anybody that had bone spurs knows that they're quite painful. But that's despite all that, you know, it's a disgusting allegation when this man has never acknowledged the Gold Star families. He gets up there in Normandy today and gives this bumbling speech and starts talking about Russia and the Ukraine and the threats to democracy and not really honoring the men that are, albeit 99, 98, 100 years old, sitting in front of him, who should have deserved all the accolades for freeing Europe from the greatest tyrant.
Your point, and again, this is a tendency with Biden. Sometimes he, to me, diminishes Bo Biden's service by using that as a shield. I think you're right. On a day like this, the 80th particularly, and Ronald Reagan did it correctly in the 60th, You focus.
And so did Donald Trump on the 75th.
Right. You focus on nothing else. You don't wander into current conflicts. I think you stick with the men that are there. Thank God, the remaining men. That's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you listen to his speech, it is bumbling, the usual efforts that he makes. And then he tries to rope minorities and women into the speech so that he can show his diversity propaganda that he is using to try to win a campaign. Instead of, again, focusing on just Americans of all races, creeds, and colors that came together against one foe. And that's the more important way than to try to marginalize one group against another group. Let's focus on all the unification of the Americans that came to set Europe free, albeit, you know, it took us a while to get into the ball game. We had tried to ignore Hitler as long as possible, but albeit that on Normandy, the day that those beaches were stormed by the United States and its allies, the first wave or two or three of men knew that they would have high casualties, and they had interviewed a battalion commander in the army, what is going to happen when they die? And he said, we'll send another wave in. They knew that their death was probably imminent. And they fearlessly decided that this is what they must do to stop this tyrant from killing others.
Let me ask you, on a day like this, Gunnery Sergeant, so you're a very practical person in the military. It shocks me, particularly Omaha Beach, maybe the others, maybe the resistance wasn't quite as overwhelming, that they were able to get up those cliffs and storm that. Does it, as a military person, does it shock you that that was doable? It seems
impossible.
Well, they
overwhelmed them.
Yeah.
It was impossible till you overwhelmed them. It was the largest naval fleet that was in off the shores. As the Germans woke up that morning, seeing a brigade of, we're talking massive amounts of naval warships that they had never witnessed before, let alone in historical terms, had never happened before, and we hope they never will happen again. So the waves of men that had to take that beach, it was imminent. Eventually, they would break through. And some of those young men, many of them 19, 20, 21 years old, 18 even, died right there, never to come back home to see their children, their wives, their parents. And that's what Donald Trump had said, along with Ronald Reagan. I was listening to Donald Trump's presentation on the 75th anniversary before I got on the air, and it's emotional. It's emotional tribute to the sacrifice those men made. And that's why the people in France in that community to this day take care of the cemeteries, watch over those graves, clean them, make sure, because they know that they would have fallen to Hitler's tyrants, and it would have been a whole different world had it not been for the U.S. forces, along with their allies, who came in and literally saved them from that tyranny of the Nazis and what they were trying to do to all of Europe.
Gunner Sergeant, the one thing I often see when I take a look at this, dropping this ad on D-Day, I think is inappropriate, and you're right, some of the things you said about President Trump, that we get back to people like you, for example, if you ran for office, that we start to see more people running for president that had extensive military experience. Do you think it's just the numbers are relatively small, or do you think that something's been lost? It used to be that any number of people were presidential candidates, had deep service in the military.
Well, it was a different era. Our military forces had to be larger because we didn't have the advanced operational capabilities that we have today. What we can do with one man or woman, with our aircraft, with our strategic forces, with our infantry, the capabilities are so much more profound that you were guaranteed to have a greater number, because in World War II, there was a draft in Vietnam, there was a draft in Korea, there was a draft. Less than 5% of this country serves this great nation. So you will have smaller numbers, number one. Number two, I don't always believe that the veteran is the best choice. I think a veteran gives them leverage for patriotism and honor and duty. But listen, there's plenty of Democrat veterans who run. Look at Vindman right now trying to run for Congress, who basically his brother tried to go against the commander-in-chief in the testimony about the Ukraine, which in my opinion was basically treasonous, because you have to get a permission by your commanding officer, let alone the commander of your force, to speak against your commander in chief. And he flagrantly did that and got away with it. There's many of people that have not done well in the political arena just because they're veterans, because often you can get sucked into the military-industrial complex and start profiting off of it. Let's look at Secretary Lloyd Austin. When he got confirmed, he had up to $1.5 million in unvested stock with Raytheon, and we don't know to this day if it was ever vested, which means there's a profit involved. Many of these general officers that are going into the Pentagon, not all, but many, have made massive amounts of money because of their expertise, so to speak, and working for the defense industry. So you have to be cautious with letting just the veteran status be the only thing that motivates or drives you to vote for an individual. They have to understand what free enterprise is about. They have to understand that the small business owner, what it's like to be overwhelmed with taxes and inflation. They have to understand the immigration policies that are making this country suffer and collapse. So it's a little bit broader than that, and I appreciate often the veteran that has done those things on top of their military service. Then you are getting really a plethora of expertise versus somebody who's only been in the lane of overwhelm and to destroy the enemy and doesn't have their and has their blinders on to what the average American is experiencing under this overreach by the government.
I understand completely. Where do we go to find your group? Because I have a feeling this is going to be the next month or so, very, very much a campaign battle.
Yep.
Where do you go?
So I have asked every single veteran to sign up for the Coalition of Veterans and Military Families for Trump. And go to this website. Now, listen up, everybody. It's veterans.donaldj.com. Trump. Get that in middle initial in there, otherwise you won't get to the website. Veterans.DonaldJTrump. Well, one of my vets was like, I can't find it, and he was doing Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. So veterans.DonaldJTrump.com. Get in there and sign up. We want the largest coalition of veterans to stand by Joe Biden. I'm sorry, against Joe Biden and stand by Donald Trump, because for Joe Biden to put out that insulting video that has these vets trying to say draft dodger and trying to say they didn't serve with honor when Donald J. Trump did more for veterans on his watch than any other commander-in-chief in my recent memory. He extended the VA loan so that people would, the VA GI Bill so that people would, it would not expire. He made sure that they had access to veterans facilities if they were over, outside of veterans facilities, medical care, if they were over 50 miles away from a VA facility. He ensured that veterans had a suicide hotline that under the Obama administration often was left unanswered. He went after a lot of the targeted problems that people have had with their VA care in particular. So, Joe Biden suggests these reprehensible remarks are actually fact. Goes to show that the left will repeat a lie long enough until you believe it. And that's what happens. We have defuncted many of the words that they have said about President Trump, where witnesses have stated that he has never said slanderous things about veterans. But there's always enemies in your midst who want people to believe the worst of others. Whereas Joe Biden, again, still never called those Gold Star families from Afghanistan with the withdrawal, botched withdrawal, never called the families that were bombed by the Houthi rebels, and continually looked at his watch, which definitely was telling that he couldn't even focus on the moment as each body was taken off of that aircraft. So shame on him. Veterans will have to unite. Sign up at veterans.DonaldJTrump.com. We want to have 1 million veterans. There's 22.5 million of us. There's no reason we can't have 1 million. Stand and solidify their support for Donald J. Trump to become the next commander-in-chief, because this one is weak, has us on the verge of two new wars, and we do not need more veterans coming back disabled or military men and women killed on the front lines.
Exactly. Thank you, Gunnery Sergeant. Thank you for joining us. Hope to have you on frequently.
Well, take the hill, motivators. We've got an election to win.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gunnery Sergeant. The only point, Dan, I differ a little bit there to the point. I get what she's saying. Do I give too much credit if the person has an extensive military background? I still believe in that. Yeah, it's great that they don't just run for Congress after that. They do something in the private sector and all. But all things being equal, I remember that with General Petraeus, for example, before the difficulties, any number of them. I just think it would be good that we see contenders that have that kind of military background. Not that if you don't, you can't be president, but it would be a better crop of people. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. Give me your response to that. This ad dropping today. on D-Day, but it's also Biden talking about sacrifice. If we don't do more in Ukraine, then the sacrifice of D-Day is lost. Come on. Really, we're going to make that kind of linkage. And most presidents will deviate from just the people that are in front of them there that are being honored. Biden does it to an extraordinary degree. And he always does it when he's in trouble. Bo Biden comes up. Today, making it about Putin and isolationists. And that's not, I think, the reason that you have people there. It's the 80th anniversary. It's a major one for on the tens. And two, how many of these people are going to be alive with the next, the 85th, for example? I'm amazed how many of them are in their late 90s, or even a few were over 100 that were there today. I think you just focus on them. But I get it. It's political season. It's a big moment to say Trump, isolationist. These people, thank God we were not isolationist. The difference is we were attacked. Until that point, we were not involved in the war. And that's a much more clear-cut war than the issue with Ukraine and what we've done for Ukraine. All right, get in on the side question. Today, National Higher Education Day. A judge has ordered Steve Bannon to prison July 1st. I don't think that's Judge Marchand, but maybe it could be. I thought he was involved in his case. And that's finally happening. We'll see if he actually goes to jail on July 1st, though.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our attention is on the military today. Really, mine's on the greatest generation in toto, more than just the military, but okay. And the Biden people dropped this ad today that is a direct attack on Trump and the bond that appears to be there with veterans. That's where we are. Okay. Doing it on this day, though, is an interesting thing. More attention. But maybe not a day that you want to be doing that. You can do it, but we're going to see that this campaign is going to be even more of a brawl. That's where we are coming forward. Also, we have the VP choices out there today. The linkage of the talk of Ukraine. The sacrifice of 80 years ago wouldn't be worth it unless we do more in for Ukraine is just ridiculous. At best, it's ridiculous, and it's a whole lot more than that. So we also have the Hunter Biden trial. The highlight, if you will, so far is that the laptop is real. It always was real. And this judge is doing a good job of taking a high-profile case and conducting it pretty much by the book, as I see it, in that she's not allowing a lot of salacious material in there about Hunter Biden. It's kind of hard to avoid. I think that Haley Biden is testifying that the smoking of crack every 20 minutes, things of that day. But they're not letting him run wild like we saw with Stormy Daniels and with Michael Cohen. All right, it's being conducted within the bounds of gathering evidence here. So it's going to be interesting when we get the verdict in this to see what the Biden administration says then. It's clear to me they'll use a pardon. If they win, they'll be able to use it. If they lose, they'll think, what the heck? And that's what you're going to see happen here with Hunter Biden. And I get it, the reluctance people have of saying, is this that major of a thing, this regulation, lying on this, that you were not a drug addict? And the answer to that is, this is a family, a corrupt political family. Biden, one of the biggest things he's done is push for more and more gun control regulations. So it is fitting, and that gun was dangerous, abandoned there on top of everything else by Hunter Biden, allegedly. And then there's the laptop in the center of this, and what difference would that have made in 2020? Would it have been determinative? You got to think, in a few swing states, there were only a few thousand votes. So the media now telling us about the laptop. When Trump wins, one of the things, first 10 seconds, is to remove all security clearances for the people that signed off on this and told us to shut up. There's nothing on the laptop. It's Russian disinformation. It doesn't exist. What was it, 50, 52 of them they got to sign off to be a shield for Hunter Biden again. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton. And Joe, good afternoon. How you doing today?
Fine, Dom, and good Thursday afternoon to you. For the side question, my institution, which has faded from public attention, is the Peace Corps.
Well, it certainly has. Has it gone downhill, though, do you think, Joe, or just it's not top of mind?
I think both, because it's hardly ever spoken about. I heard it recently, but not very often.
No, and it was golden. It was magical when that first came out. It was seen as one of the greatest things Americans could do. It was a brilliant idea. Joe,
exactly right. Exactly right. And everybody was rushing to join it.
Yeah. Joe, Dan wants to know, when you were living in Italy, were you a member of the Peace Corps?
No. I was, by myself. No.
All right, Joe, sounds like there's a lot going on there. Are you someplace different today?
No, I'm in my house.
Okay.
The television is on in the background.
Okay. Joe, thank you.
Wow, he's cheating on us, Don.
All right, yeah, he's got something else going on there, but he's making his call, the Peace Corps, today with Joe. What are the odds? I didn't look at the daily odds here, Dan, but to Joe making it to Dom Day 2 weeks from tomorrow, what are we setting the odds out now, about 50-50?
I'd say 50-50.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's probably, yeah.
That would
be 60-40 in favor.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sketch contest before on Twitter. I don't know how we do that. I've had people, I want to see drawings of Joe of Exton. I'd love to have a prize for it, of what people think. I'm sure there'll be an ascot in there. What is the height, Joe of Exton? I'd peg him about 5'10", Dan. What do you think?
Yeah.
Any distinguishing scars or other features?
No. I see the smoker's jacket.
Okay.
But, like, he's not a smoke. Well, I guess he smokes his pipe, right?
Yeah.
I got to figure an actor that, because there's an actor, maybe like a Sean Connery type.
Yeah.
Just sitting there in front of the fire, legs crossed, you know, pipe to the side, book in his lap.
Any hair?
TV on now, apparently. I don't know what the hell's going on over at Joe's house.
Any hair?
Yeah.
Oh,
but perfectly coiffed.
Perfectly coiffed.
Perfectly coiffed.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That's why you get along so well.
855-839. He's an all-timer. All the years of talk radio, he is incredible. So Biden stumbling around today, as usual, particularly there's a shot of him getting out of the of his limousine, the Beast, wanting to know where to go, moving all over the place. I don't know what that's about, what that's a sign of. But this idea that somehow or another, working Ukraine into this, that that's acceptable here. That just makes it another political speech of the moment. I mean, isn't there enough fodder there with all those world leaders? With all, now I'd have to go back and see Reagan's speech. I heard what the gunnery sergeant said about Trump. True. And the 75th. But nobody did it like Reagan. Reagan's style, his voice, the tenor, unmatched. He did it appropriately. And particularly, this is toward the tail end. I'm amazed. There must be 50 to 60 of these guys there. And the youngest, they seem to be 95 plus, maybe even more. I mean, I know several over 100. Just honor them. Maybe single them out, what they did in this. He called out several. But that ought to be what it's about. The gunnery sergeant said something interesting, too, that it was such overwhelming force. That's how in Omaha Beach they ultimately were able to overcome. I guess the Nazis were under such fire without reinforcements, they couldn't maintain that. But when you see the visuals in Saving Private Ryan, it does seem impossible to get up on those cliffs, to make it up there ultimately. And defensively, if you're doing that, you got to think you have just an unbelievable advantage. By the way, I saw a story, too, that this day was in the annals of being a meteorologist, a huge day, and they blew it. They basically said it would be better weather than it turned out to be. You know, you think in the middle of June, how could bad could weather be there? You're looking at the beach today. It's not a place along there where it's cold and it's clear the wave pattern and all that is murder. And you have to somehow or another under fire go quite a distance to actually get to the beach. It's startling. And that's why it's captured in our memory, second to no military event that I can think of offhand. All right. So you get in right now at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is just push pound 1210 and you're on board. So we're opening up this new lane here, though, with the Biden campaign going after Trump on the military today. And you heard the gunnery sergeant. That's fine to take shots in that manner. But in Joe Biden, you have a guy with not the ability. I mean, who's the last president? Probably Herbert Walker Bush, that would have the ability and the credentials in his own life to be able to push back on this. Biden certainly doesn't. His actions as president, the Afghanistan thing, you don't come back from that easily, if at all. People still bring it up, even though it was near the beginning of his term. Byron Donalds, we talked about today, as one of the leading VP candidates for President Trump. Here's his response to the dreaded Philadelphia Inquirer and the whole thing when he was here on Tuesday night in Philadelphia at a cigar and cognac event, talking about Jim Crow and making what I thought was a point that you can make again and again and again. Didn't say Jim Crow was great for black people. Talked about the family, though. Why, under that kind of assault, would the family be that strong? And then later, post Lyndon Johnson, be that weakened. Here's what he said.
America, Joe Biden's campaign is lying to you once again, and they're gaslighting. Now they're trying to say that I said black people were doing better under Jim Crow. I never said that. They are lying. But why would you be surprised? Because they always lie. This is the same Joe Biden that said, if you don't vote for him, then you ain't black. The man is a liar. Sorry, just call it what it is. What I said was, is that you had more black families under Jim Crow. And it was the Democrat policies under HEW, under the welfare state, that did help to destroy the black family. That's what I said. And I also said you're seeing a reinvigoration of black families today in America. And that is a good thing. So don't listen to the lies from the Biden administration. I know what I said, and I'll say it straight to camera. They got to run to the Philadelphia Inquirer to move their lies. Joe Biden does not care about black people. He never has. He cares about power, first, second, and third. They can go somewhere with all that. See ya.
All right. He was also on CNN. We'll play that a little bit later. Like what he said about the Inquirer, they're seething. They can't wait when these black or Latino conservatives do something, come to it. Suddenly, office opened up on Frankfort Avenue is not good enough for the Inquirer because it's still in a majority white area. They, you know, I'm not sure exactly how they reckon that fully. That's what they're looking at constantly, because they know if you break through this post Lyndon Johnson, this nonsense, they have no shot. That's what it comes down to. That's what they're holding up here. So if Trump breaks through and maybe the next Republican sees some of the areas, something that, look, I've said over 20 years, we're right in the throes of this now. We have coming up the battle over the budget in Pennsylvania. It's the one time of the year when these people in Harrisburg are interesting. Okay. And one of the biggest issues is Shapiro going to go with vouchers? Are they going to be able to push this through this time around, of one sort or another? It doesn't move the needle, though. It's seemingly, and with many African Americans and Latinos, not enough. It's not significant. I don't get it. Why? I wish it did. It should. Because Democrats are telling these parents, no, we're not going to let you make a choice. We're going to hold you hostage in these rotten big city schools. And that's where they are, by and large. There's an oasis here and there that people, there's one down the block from us. People raise a lot of money. There's a lot of white families in Center City there. But you go into, well, when Biden was here, why didn't he go to a public school? Why did he go to Girard College, a private school? They want to keep people in those public schools. Now they're going to be asking for a huge tax raise around this on a lot more money, claiming once again, money is the answer. Now, if you've ever been in a classroom or around the school, you know, sure, money helps around the edges. But the bottom line is, do you have discipline in the schools? Can you really teach? Do you have an administration that gets what's needed to reach these kids? And if you don't, it doesn't matter how much money you have. But this whole issue of school choice, I wish were the needle mover. What's moving it now, somehow or another, is Trump. Trump's background, Trump's personality, it's having people take a look at him and his policies. If he just does what he did in the South Bronx, that sort of rally, it's a winner. All right, Gary in Newtown is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, I just wish the weather was as good as your show today.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. I called in and I've had some time to write some notes. And Dan, the other day, before, because I always forget to tell you this. Dan, the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, bring something back, and that was the AM radio. Was that yesterday or Wednesday or Tuesday?
Yeah, but it's one
combination
of,
because I said it earlier in the week, but then today I also mentioned AM radio.
Yeah, both days. Yeah,
but I've been meaning to say to both of you for so long is that girl Jessie who you had on. That is the beauty of the AM talk radio format. You tee it up, and you'd be such a great moderator because you'd let it go and you let it go where it needs to go. If you just have Jim or Dan cut the first 30 seconds of her retort to that commercial and send it to the Trump campaign, it's over. She's amazing.
Yeah, she was very effective, particularly given her background. Even though I differ with her hair on the military answer, it was a good one. I think if you're in the military, all things being equal, Gary, I like you running for public office, even without private experience. But overall, yes, she's great. And she's on a lot of Newsmax. I haven't seen her on Fox. So, yeah, she's good.
And that's why I will differ slightly with Leslie. And I want Tulsi Gabbard. As a VP choice, because of the things that I heard her. She is a Democrat, but she's more on the JFK, which is leading to my side question answer. She's more of a JFK Democrat, meaning a people's Democrat, not a power Democrat. She doesn't want wars.
So what's your answer today to the side question, Gary?
Can I just say one more thing? I'd love to have DeSantis, even though he's not in the running. I'd love to have DeSantis as the attorney general. That's where I think he'd be the best.
Yes. I don't know if he's a lawyer or not. Is DeSantis a lawyer? Yes, that's right. He was a Jack lawyer.
Yes, he's a judge advocate.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, so what's your answer?
Did anybody happen to see the colors of the spectrum, the new spectrum, this morning? My brother took a shot on the way in. It was the rainbow colors on the Flyer Stadium. So that was disheartening.
Well, it's Pride Month.
But my side question answer is the Democrat Party has swung so poorly progressive left where JFK wouldn't be recognized as a Democrat today. He would be a far right Republican.
All right, I don't know about far right, but he'd be a Republican. Yes, yeah, I agree with you on that. Democrat Party, absolutely.
What a nice call.
Very nice call from him. A lot of ground there he's covering.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's kind of the official archivist of the show. It is a big day on the 80th, and President Biden uses that to pivot to show the difference between him and President Trump, claiming that Trump is the isolationist and Biden is not. Now, our sentiment on this day, of course, is affixed to the Greatest Generation and what these men did storming that beach. But isn't there a big difference between the necessity to do that after being attacked, Pearl Harbor, etc., versus Biden's pivot and the Democrat Party that these sacrifices would be for naught unless we continue to do even more for Ukraine? Nobody's called me unchallenged on that today. That's his stance. That's certainly not the Trump stance. And the Trump stance is stay out of these conflicts around the world. America first. Is that isolationism or is that what people want? They're tired of these unending situations. I mean, I told you, standing here in the Oval Office, after Trump talked to four of his talk show hosts, about 20 congressmen came in. They were trying to convince Trump right there in front of us to put troops into Syria. We had pulled out. They wanted more in Syria. Dan Crenshaw was one and others. And Trump, I could tell, was having none of this. He's not going to get you into these situations. That's how people die. Is it worth it? Certainly, liberating Europe, beating off the Nazis, beating off the Japanese was worth it and what we had to do. Does that mean we have to do these other things? I think Americans would say no. But the Democrat Party leadership, for a lot of reasons, and Nikki Haley, people like Nikki Haley are saying, yes, that's what we always have to do. So I'd love to hear from you. When was that turning point? 855-839-1210. Dan, you tell me that Rich has a poll up. Will Biden be the nominee? Convention end of August, 77% say no. I'm going to take the other side on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And for three reasons. One, I see how bad he was. I mean, it's amazing today how, particularly when he got out of the limo. Two, he's not giving it up. Two, she's not giving it up. Dr. Jill Biden. Three, there are, and it's speculation of exactly who has a lot of power in the White House in different lanes. But with a president that is addled in this manner, it's clear that any number of people have more power than any functionaries behind the scene would have. They're not going to give it up. So, you know, we've heard this before, that either Trump and or both of them wouldn't make it to the finish line. Trump could be in jail. He's still going to be the nominee and running. I'll take it right now. I'll take a pizza bet. Dan, which side are you on? You think Biden's going to be out? What's the mechanism to do it? If I hear Michelle Obama and it's legit that we're starting to hear a groundswell that we measure, potentially I could see that.
The person I'm nervous of is Gavin Newsom still.
How is he dislodging this guy?
I don't know if... Is it an inevitability? Is the guy's mental capacity going to be there
by August?
They
don't care about
no?
that. As long as he's still the best they have to get over the finish line, that's all they care about, because his mental facility, first of all, you know my stance on him. He's always been a dope. He always has been. And then when you mix that in with the dementia, cognitive decline, call it what you will, it is enormously bad. They don't care about that.
I feel like you have to keep the ruse, though, that the guy's not a puppet, and once it gets to a certain point, it's going to be impossible for them to deny it, right?
I think that point has been well passed. You know, no, Dan, you're wrong. They'll roll out people like, sorry.
No, I love it.
They're rolling out Michael Douglas, just sharp as a tack. I tell you, I was just in there. The Wall Street Journal's saying all that. We know it. There is no doubt.
But... Like today, for the example of what happened at D-Day, the guy's trying to sit down in an imaginary chair. I mean, like...
They're saying that's all a ruse. We didn't see that. It was all made up. You were duped. I'm serious. That's all over the media saying we were duped. All right, so would you take
You don't think Scarborough would ever turn on Biden and say that he's just...
Because do they really think they can tag Gavin... Here's another thing. All right, here's the thing, Dan. I forgot. I got caught up in this. I think Rich and I could do a great cross. I don't know if he agrees with this or not, so I can't say. But
I can hit him up and see.
I don't want to bother him in prep, on Dom Day, though, because he's having Jimmy Fallon. We have Scott Presler. There's even talk of a jitney going over there.
Hey.
That would be a good back and forth day.
That would be
because
awesome.
We're both going to be down.
Yeah.
Here's the point I was going to make. All right, and I challenge anybody to call in if you're on Dan's side, because there's a reasonable argument here. Dan, how are you getting past Kamala Harris? How's Gavin Newsom getting past Kamala Harris?
I think Kamala's... So Nick Hale, he just posted. So thanks, Nick, to come to my aid here. Guys, just remember, as lost as Joe is, Kamala actually pulls lower than he does. Let that sink in for a moment. I mean, is she so unlikable that they can just brush her aside?
You guys are dealing... I might have to ask Rich on that political operative extraordinaire. Dan, you're not getting past her. That's why she's there at VP. She's a female, African-American, Asian, et cetera. Jim Clyburn put him in there. You think they're going to let this guy, with great hair, I might add, from California roll past Kamala Harris? There's only one way you're getting him out of there, in my view, if it's Michelle Obama. You're not going to bypass Kamala Harris. That's always been the big sticking point, as far as I can tell.
It's a question I'm genuinely curious about, so I'm going to text him and see also who he would think would be the replacement.
Yeah, okay, and we got Nick Cale jumping in. No nap today.
I love
it. Wow! Nick, call us here. Jumping into Dan's side. We got a massive... We're putting Pizza Makers of America in business here. All right, if you're out there and you have a pulse, you agree with this, Joe Biden, after today's annex, will be out. I don't know why you would wish for Biden to be out, too. Let's talk about that. Is Biden the strongest shot they have to win, or would Gavin Newsom be stronger? I'm going to say Biden's still stronger to win, because Gavin Newsom's baggage, just in the one time I had him on, and we haven't seen it publicly yet, the vetting of it, that he's running for president, I don't see that as a winner.
What was the second question? Curious who the replacement would be? And...
Yeah. How do you get past Kamala Harris?
How do you get past Kamala?
All right. So here's how you get in. Do you think Biden will be out? 855-839-1210. A lot of stuff today on D-Day. We even have Rich. We have Nick Cale. I don't know what Dawn's doing. Maybe she'll weigh in before the end of the show. Matt Rooney, if you're out there, you get to break the tie.
Mike Opelka. No. Come on.
Mike Opelka.
That brings it back to a tie.
That's right.
Barry Sable it is.
All right. Barry Sable, yeah. Jump in there.
Oh, Walt Sterling, though, even tobacco. A lot of live and local here on WPA.
That's right. That's a lot of stuff.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It is a big day on the 80th, and President Biden uses that to pivot to show the difference between him and President Trump, claiming that Trump is the isolationist and Biden is not. Now, our sentiment on this day, of course, is affixed to the greatest generation and what these men did storming that beach. But isn't there a big difference between the necessity to do that after being attacked, Pearl Harbor, et cetera, versus Biden's pivot and the Democrat Party, that these sacrifices would be for naught unless we continue to do even more for Ukraine? Nobody's called me and challenged on that today. That's his stance. That's certainly not the Trump stance. And the Trump stance is stay out of these conflicts around the world. America first. Is that isolationism, or is that what people want? They're tired of these unending situations. I mean, I told you, standing here in the Oval Office after Trump talked to four of his talk show hosts, about 20 congressmen came in. They were trying to convince Trump right there in front of us to put troops into Syria. We had pulled out. They wanted more in Syria. Dan Crenshaw was one and others. And Trump, I could tell, was having none of this. He's not going to get you into these situations. That's how people die. Is it worth it? Certainly, liberating Europe, beating off the Nazis, beating off the Japanese was worth it and what we had to do. Does that mean we have to do these other things? I think Americans would say no. But the Democrat Party leadership, for a lot of reasons, and Nikki Haley, people like Nikki Haley, are saying yes, that's what we always have to do. So I'd love to hear from you. When was that turning point? 855-839-1210. Dan, you tell me, Rich has a poll up. Will Biden be the nominee? Convention end of August, 77% say no. I'm going to take the other side on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And for three reasons. One, I see how bad he was. I mean, it's amazing today how, particularly when he got out of the limo. Two, he's not giving it up. Two, she's not giving it up. Dr. Jill Biden. Three, there are, and it's speculation of exactly who has a lot of power in the White House in different lanes. But with a president that is addled in this manner, it's clear that any number of people have more power than any functionaries behind the scene would have. They're not going to give it up. So, you know, we've heard this before, that either Trump and or both of them wouldn't make it to the finish line. Trump could be in jail. He's still going to be the nominee and running. I'll take it right now. I'll take a pizza bet. Dan, which side are you on? You think Biden's going to be out? What's the mechanism to do it? If I hear Michelle Obama, and it's legit that we're starting to hear a groundswell that we measure, potentially I could see that.
The person I'm nervous of is Gavin Newsom still.
How is he dislodging this guy?
I don't know if... Is it an inevitability? Is the guy's mental capacity going to be there by August?
They don't care about
that.
As long as he's still the best they have to get over the finish line, that's all they care about, because his mental facility, first of all, you know my stance on him. He's always been a dope. He always has been. And then when you mix that in with the dementia, cognitive decline, call it what you will, it is enormously bad. They don't care about that.
I feel like you have to keep the ruse, though, that the guy's not a puppet, and once it gets to a certain point, it's going to be impossible for them to deny it, right?
I think that point has been well passed. You know, no, Dan, you're wrong. They'll roll out people like, sorry.
No, I love it.
They're rolling out Michael Douglas, just sharp as a tack. I tell you, I was just in there. The Wall Street Journal's saying all that. We know it. There is no doubt.
But... Like today, for the example of what happened at D-Day, the guy's trying to sit down in an imaginary chair. I mean, like...
They're saying that's all a ruse. We didn't see that. It was all made up. You were duped. I'm serious. That's all over the media saying we were duped. All right, so would you take
You don't think Scarborough would ever turn on Biden and say that he's just... he can't be doing this?
No, because do they really think they can tag Gavin... Here's another thing. All right, here's the thing, Dan. I forgot. I got caught up in this. I think Rich and I could do a great cross. I don't know if he agrees with this or not, so I can't say. But
I can hit him up and see.
I don't want to bother him in prep, on Dom Day, though, because he's having Jimmy Fallon. We have Scott Presler. There's even talk of a jitney going over there.
Hey.
That would be a good back and forth day.
That would be
because
awesome.
We're both going to be down.
Yeah.
Here's the point I was going to make. All right. And I challenge anybody to call in if you're on Dan's side, because there's a reasonable argument here. Dan, how are you getting past Kamala Harris? How's Gavin Newsom getting past Kamala Harris?
I think Kamala's... So Nick Hale, he just posted. So thanks, Nick, to come to my aid here. Guys, just remember, as lost as Joe is, Kamala actually polls lower than he does. Let that sink in for a moment. I mean, can't...
Yeah, but...
Is she so unlikable that they can just brush her aside?
You guys are dealing... You know, I might have to ask Rich on that political operative extraordinaire. Dan, yeah. You're not getting past her. That's why she's there at VP. She's a female, African-American, Asian, etc. Jim Clyburn put him in there. You think they're going to let this guy, with great hair, I might add, from California roll past Kamala Harris? There's only one way you're getting him out of there, in my view, if it's Michelle Obama. You're not going to bypass Kamala Harris. That's always been the big sticking point, as far as I can tell.
It's a question I'm genuinely curious about, so I'm going to text him and see also okay. who he would think would be the replacement.
Yeah, okay, and we got Nick Cale jumping in. No nap today.
I love it.
Wow! Nick, call us here. Jumping into Dan's side. We got a massive... We're putting Pizza Makers of America in business here. All right, if you're out there and you have a pulse, you agree with this, Joe Biden, after today's annex, will be out. I don't know why you would wish for Biden to be out, too. Let's talk about that. Is Biden the strongest shot they have to win, or would Gavin Newsom be stronger? I'm going to say Biden's still stronger to win, because Gavin Newsom's baggage... Just in the one time I had him on, and we haven't seen it publicly yet, the vetting of it, that he's running for president, I don't see that as a winner.
What was the second question? Curious who the replacement would be? And...
Yeah. Yeah. How do you get past Kamala
Harris?
How do
you get past Kamala?
All right. So here's how you get in. Do you think Biden will be out? 855-839-1210. A lot of stuff today on D-Day. We even have Rich. We have Nick Cale. I don't know what Dawn's doing. Maybe she'll weigh in before the end of the show. Matt Rooney, if you're out there, you get to break the tie.
Mike Opelka, no. Come on.
Mike Opelka.
That brings it back to a tie.
That's right.
Barry Sable it is.
All right. Barry Sable, yeah. Jump in there.
Oh, Walt Sterling, though, even tobacco. A lot of live and local here on WPS.
That's right. That's a lot of stuff.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.